is Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for your calls about anything. Whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever it is that's on your mind goes, if you take control of the phones. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, you'll be at our mercy as far as topic selection, and we do have a couple of interesting things to talk about tonight. And Manwich, what do you have on the way this evening?
Well, I've got an interesting story about Bush and the way things are running up in Washington D.C.
The way things are running?
Yes.
What,
you want a little more? You want a little more teaser to it?
Yeah, more.
That? All right.
Make it tasty. Because I know things are running poorly up in Washington, D.C. That's how they always are. It's the government.
Well, you know, he's pushing for this, you know, torture thing with the CIA. Well, he's got a dossier on 10,000 political enemies. I just wonder if he's going to use the torture on them, too.
Interesting. I wonder if we're in that dossier.
We'll get to the details if we rate.
All right, that's coming up if you don't take control. 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version, both of them there, both of them totally free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Excellent, sir.
Now, well, you know, I heard from somebody that Michael Medved claimed that the Free State Project was dead, that there were only 136 members, and that it was dead.
Yeah, I heard some about that, too.
And, well, you know,
Michael Medved, by the way, is another talk show. Huh?
Not so much. You know, that's not a true statement. There are about 136 people in New Hampshire, but those people decided to go early.
Yeah.
Now, the Free State Project, which has about 6,800 members, is that about right?
Over that, yes.
More than 6,800 members, not 136, is an agreement between people that, you know, the 6,800 and whoever else joins up, that once they get to 20,000 members, then they will all move within 5 years to New Hampshire.
Right. Although
this is a long-term project. This
although,
isn't something we're going to whip up overnight.
While it is definitely a long-term project, there is more of a sense of urgency now. Now that the 100-plus people have moved in, they've seen that really even a few hundred people can make a big difference there.
Yeah.
And so I think things are kind of... things have been changed a little bit within the Free State Project to sort of encourage people to go soon. I mean, if it's going to take you 10 years to get there in 10 years. But if you can get there within a year or two or three, go as soon as you possibly can, because we need to rescue whatever lost liberty we possibly can as soon as possible. Because the longer we wait, the larger the tyranny in this country is going to grow. The bigger the government's going to get, the more oppressive they're going to get. Of course, as you pointed out before, man, which Free Talk Live is sort of an unintended consequence of big government.
It is.
And so, in a way, the bigger government gets, the more likely it's going to be to intrude upon someone's life that has never had government intrude upon it. For instance, about a month or two ago, we had a guy come on the show telling us that he was arrested for taking photographs of trains, of government trains, of the Amtrak trains. He was a train freak, one of these people that has a train track running throughout his house and all kinds of train propaganda and stuff like that up on his walls.
On the weekends, he gets together with his old train friends, and they wear engineer caps and talk about trains.
Right, but he was 60 years old.
Yeah.
And he'd gone through his entire life and never had an incident with the government, never really thought much that the government was out of control until he felt the brunt of it. So, of course, the larger government gets, the more likely it is that the Free State Project will swing into action, I suppose you could say. Not that I'm saying I want the government to get bigger. I don't. I think we can absolutely get 20,000 people to New Hampshire soon rather than later.
And, you know, Free Talk Live, even if the government does get smaller, we'll find things to talk about.
By the way, our board op is asking when it is we're going to go. And the answer to that is as soon as possible. Because I'd like to go sometime in 2006 if everything goes as planned and the show gets bigger. And I'm telling you, man, which we've got some pretty exciting new affiliates that we might be announcing here within the next 2 months.
There's a lot of stuff dangling on the edge.
I think wintertime is going to be a pretty big season.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice little holiday season for our show.
We've been around a year.
Yeah.
And
we've been syndicated for a year.
We've syndicated
it's our third
for a year.
Year of being around.
Right. We've been syndicated for a year, and now I think things are beginning to fall into place for us. People are saying, oh, these boys are going to stick around.
Yeah, we are indeed. So with that, let's go to the email box. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. I went through the emails and just kind of parsed them out today because I just had so many. I had to pick kind of the best.
I have
the best.
So many articles for show prep. I had to do the same thing.
So this one from Over the Pond, from Tom in the United Kingdom. Says, hey, just thought I'd drop you a line on a success story. The government here had plans last week to push for a ban on alcohol on public transport. Yeah, they wanted to ban the consumption of alcohol on buses, trains, trams, and metro services.
Hmm. I guess I really don't think about drinking alcohol on those sorts of services, but...
Well, apparently it's something that's available over there.
Okay.
I guess there's actual areas that you could pick up a drink and then go on to the public transportation.
Hmm.
Anyway,
interesting.
Tom says the image conjured up by the government was of drunken louts on trains and buses harassing other customers. I travel by train every day. I spend a lot of time on public transport, probably about 4 hours per day, four days a week minimum. Wow. No wonder he has so much time to listen to Free Talk Live. In over a year of this kind of daily travel, I've only had two incidents. In the first one, the conductor kicked off the perps from the train and called the police.
The perps, just like Judge Dredd.
On the second one, I was harassed by some guy. I just told him to shove it and threatened to defend myself. He was so drunk, he couldn't even sit on his seat, and I'm a pretty big guy. And that was it. A whole year of travel, including a lot of late-night trains. And I can think of only one incident where there was any actual problem, and that was resolved without any new legislation. I've spoken to family who travel a lot, and the number of times over the years of traveling can't have been more than 10, and they were all dealt with just by chucking the guy off the train and calling the cops to pick him up from the train station. This new law would have threatened what, for many, has become a ritual, buying a drink on the train home to celebrate that it's Friday.
Mm.
This is obviously a London ritual.
Yes.
On longer services, you wouldn't be able to get a drink to go with your food. It's another example of government's one-size-fits-all attitude. It's the only tool. If the only tool you've got is legislation, then everything starts looking like a crime. Never mind that the number of nice, normal, and polite people who are hindered in doing the normal, everyday, moral, and unproblematic things vastly outweighs the troublemakers. There are demons out there, and we need everyone to give up their pleasures in order to fight them.
Slay demons!
Is the message that we hear from the government every single day. It is irrational fear-mongering. Thankfully, the government decided that it wouldn't ban drinking on public transport. If it had, I would have had to start putting home-brewed stuff into unlikely containers and partied like the Volstead Act was still in force.
Well, I don't know as though you'd have to put homebrew in. You could just go ahead and buy
yes.
something and put it in a container. But
he was being a little excessive yeah. there. But
is the Volstead Act? I'm not familiar with this.
Maybe it's kind of their version of prohibition.
It must be.
Maybe the United Kingdom had a little alcohol prohibition at one time. Certainly what it sounds like.
It doesn't seem like it to me. You know, my experience...
What, you don't think they did that?
I don't think so, no. But I'm going to check it out.
Now you're going to have to Google the Volstead.
I'm Googling it as we speak.
800-259-5791.
But my comment on the English is that, boy, those people can drink. I mean,
no,
really?
Wait a minute.
No,
there's plenty of people that can drink.
It's a generalization. The people talk about Irish and the drinking.
Right.
No,
I'm saying the English have one up over the Irish?
You know what? The English can hold their liquor, whereas the Irish not so good at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see. So they're more professional.
I have Irish roots and an English last name.
So they're more professional than the Brits are.
Yes.
The whole drinking thing. Very interesting. So I guess it's kind of nice to have some good news from time to time coming out of at least some other countries. And it does come out of this country periodically. But in this case, the alcohol has not been banned from public transport in Britain. Because really, as he points out, he was willing to dodge the law. How many other people would be willing to? I mean, if it's a tradition in London for people to have a cocktail on the way home from work on a Friday afternoon, then what do you think people are just going to stop with their traditions? It's like saying if you'd outlaw marriage, that people would just stop getting married. Give me a break.
More coming back. The Volstead Act was basically the 18th Amendment here in the United States.
Ha! More coming back. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol. which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. You can call in about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we need your vote. Because if you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, we give you the archives, months worth of them, we give you the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, all of it is on the house. All we ask in return is a vote once a month. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've already done it this month, well, you can't do it again. It's, again, a once-a-month thing. But if you've yet to go, head over right now to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. What does it do for us, man?
Well, it allows us to get more listeners. Essentially, if we're sitting at the top of the list and people are searching for podcasts, it's a new hot thing, well, Free Talk Live will be right there on top and we'll be one of the ones they likely listen to.
Right.
Once they listen to us, they're likely to listen again.
Exactly. And if they listen to us and they've never heard about liberty and freedom and really realize that they're losing those things, then they're going to wake up, hopefully, to the fact that our freedoms are being threatened, and we will spread the word of freedom and liberty around the country.
Everybody's upset about some loss of freedom.
I think so.
Some loss of freedom. Whether it's their taxes being too high or that they want to smoke a joint and they can't or whatever it is. They're upset about something.
Exactly. And so hopefully we'll be able to spread ourselves around with your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. Right now we're the number 3 podcast in the world. That's
yeah.
Okay. But we'd rather be number 1, so we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. It only takes
about 60 votes to be number 2.
Yeah, it only takes you a minute, so head on over there and tell your friends. Let's go to the phones to the fun to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about yesterday when you guys were bringing up the Endangered Species Act. And
yes, sir.
Get a few calls and stuff, and you were saying that somebody who is making a profit off of animal products have a vested interest in keeping the species, you know, healthy and stuff, because if they have no species and they have no product, and that and therefore they'll be treating animals better than the state would, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were looking for examples for, you know, how that's not such a good thing. And I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit, and I'm going to say the factory farming industry has a vested interest in keeping animals healthy and et cetera, because it's their product, and yet they do not at all. They do a horrible job with it.
Well, the animal farming industry, you're talking about businesses where they have pigs and cages and, you know,
yeah,
animals that are in cages with the barest of minimum, just barely even able to turn around in their cages. Some cages,
right,
I don't even think they allow that. And so I definitely understand where you're coming from. It's certainly it's an emotional thing. I think it's horrible behavior on their parts. But in the free market, you have a little something called the boycott. And if a company's doing something and treating animals in a way that you don't think they should be treated, stop buying their products. And tell other people to stop buying their products as well. And better yet, go out and start your own business. Let's talk chickens, for instance.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the egg business. If I go to my local local grocery store, I got a wide variety of choices for eggs. I can get the regular old eggs in the regular old cartons, or I can buy some free-range eggs. So right there, I'm being presented with a choice. Do I want to support the companies that likely keep the chickens all cooped up and you know, barely able to move, or do I want to buy from the company that allows them to move about in the free-range fashion? And it seems quite obvious to me that if most people really do care about treating animals right, then the companies that are offering to treat animals better will make plenty of profits.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that, because, you know, I don't support any animal product companies, but my other question is, do you think there should be regulation regarding animal welfare? If, like you're saying, there's always going to be some company or two that's just going to treat the animals or whatever, however they feel like it.
Absolutely not. There doesn't need to be any regulation on the part of government, but there does need to be voluntary regulation on the part of the consumers. Manwich.
I disagree. I think that animals have a certain level of right, and that they shouldn't be treated like, you know, animal abuse. Somebody goes out daily and beats their donkey with a 2x4.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that guy's a criminal.
Well, there's already laws about animal cruelty in just
correct.
About every state.
And I'm affirming the laws on animal cruelty.
So you're saying that you think it's cruel for someone to put an animal in a cage, and you think that person should be punished for that sort of thing?
As far as the industry goes, you know, I don't know. People will make whatever laws about, you know, that they happen to. I don't have a real problem with it, obviously, because I buy chicken. I buy the regular eggs, you know.
Right.
I buy the regular milk. So those things clearly don't affect me too much. Apparently, my pocketbook is more important to me than, you know, free-range chickens.
Indeed, and I think there's probably a lot of people that feel that way, so let's let the market hash it out rather than letting a minority of activists decide that we need some more new laws in order to so-called protect the animals.
The next question about that is, do animals, right, in the current system, they have
Are you in
property.
A factory right now?
Are you kicking over chicken cages?
I'm in a hallway, so somebody just came down the stairs.
Okay, what were you saying? I'm sorry, Frank.
In the current law system, animals are property, basically.
Yes.
And because they're property, you can do, you know, whatever you want, pretty much, if you own them.
Pretty much, mm-hmm.
But then there's all these other laws that say you can't do certain things to them, like you can't kick your dog every day. If somebody sees you and they report you, then you get arrested and you go to jail.
Your dog kicking days are over.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a conflict there, and it seems one has to be upheld over the other, but they're not.
Well, I think that the answer is just social ostracism. I don't think laws are the answer to protecting animals.
I totally agree. I mean, I myself don't buy any animal products, et cetera, et cetera. And,
right, but also just on an individual basis, if you find out that Joey next door is kicking his dog and that kind of behavior disgusts you as much as it does me, then you can just simply tell him, look, I'm not going to do you any more favors, buddy. In fact, I'm going to tell all the neighbors about the fact that you beat your animals, and then we'll see if you can actually purchase any products or any more services from any of the people around this area, because as far as I'm concerned, I think a lot of people agree that dogs and cats and other animals shouldn't be abused, and I think that it'd be easy to ostracize people like that, and then maybe they'd consider changing their ways. But I certainly don't want to have to pay money in order to lock this person up into prison because of it.
Yeah, I agree. And what do you think, the same rights as individuals should be extended to animals then?
No. No, I don't even know if individuals have rights, let alone animals, so I'm still kind of...
Well, in the current system, as far as, like, you know, civil rights and et cetera.
Civil rights for animals?
Right.
Should we let them vote while we're at it?
Well, I mean, not to that extent, but I mean, like, you can't harm another person, and you should be protected from harm and things like that. Mm. And it's hard to say, like... Who owns what?
Again, what you're talking about is going to require some sort of an enforcement arm, and I don't really want to pay for it. I don't want to have the government going around and enforcing these laws on people. I'd just rather ostracize people that I don't agree with. Thanks for the call, Frank. 800-259-5791. In regards to the whole endangered species conversation, one of the things that we discussed on last night's show was the buffalo thing. You brought this up, man. Mm-hmm. What's the point about the buffalo being slaughtered?
I think a caller brought it up originally.
Okay, well, anyway... One of our listeners has something to say about it. He wants to clear things up about this whole buffalo slaughter. Who was really behind it? We'll tell you. You might be able to guess.
From the name of the show, or from the content of the show, you probably will.
It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's your show. You take control of the phones, 800-259-5791, and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Go and add yourself to our listener map. It's map.freetalklive.com. That is map.freetalklive.com. We have hundreds of people that have added themselves. It's a worldwide map. You punch in your name. You can add your picture up there. You put in your location. And you can even add a little phrase, and it'll plot you on our map. You can find out who's nearby, who else, maybe somebody else you know happens to be listening, and you might reunite with an old friend that you haven't seen in a dozen years, which is actually what has happened so far via our Free Talk Live listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Of course, it is totally free. We're talking about the animal rights thing, the whole Endangered Species Act, and last night we were talking about this in depth, and the buffalo came up. And you said a caller brought it up, and you were kind of commenting on it. Well, one of our emailers they wanted to clarify what exactly happened to the American buffalo.
Okay.
It's from Zach. He says, I wanted to comment on your discussion about endangered species from the Monday night show. There was an important point missed in the references made about the American buffalo slaughter. The mass buffalo slaughter was conducted by the U.S. Army to deprive the Native Americans of their food supply.
Hmm.
The most famous example is seen with Buffalo Bill Cody, who was an officer in the U.S. Army and earned his nickname from slaughtering buffalo.
You don't hear that in the history books, do you?
No, you don't. The animals were shot in mass and left to rot on the plains. No attempt was made to make any use of the carcasses that were left behind. So the endangered state of American buffalo was actually caused intentionally by the U.S. government. It was an act of attempted genocide, and it was not a matter of unmanaged hunting, which is what we had accidentally suggested on the show last night.
Well, I think people have all heard that buffalo were shot and the meat wasn't collected, and that what a horrible waste this was. But if you can imagine, it couldn't have been hunters hunting buffalo. People wouldn't have gone out of their farmhouses and
just to kill an animal
way the heck out into the middle of the plains and left all the work that they had to do behind so that they could shoot a few buffalo and leave them there. Mm-hmm. It had to have been. I mean, this is the only thing that makes any sense.
Yep.
Now, I do remember the story of passengers on trains being given rifles, but I can see that would that still fits into the whole scheme of things. Rifles,
yeah, the government probably
did
it. So there you go. Now you know the true story behind the buffalo slaughter.
And now you know the rest of the story.
800-259-5791. So with that, we go to the phones, to the fun, to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I was thinking about the email from the guy in Britain.
Yes.
And it's quite interesting to see that government and very well the majority of society seems to miss the key word in most of those things, that they're public. And therefore, under a representative society, which we are technically supposed to have,
mm-hmm.
that may be disputed, and in many countries in Europe as well, that the public should decide what goes on in public areas and public-controlled means of transportation, anything like that.
Okay.
So, you know, if the general public decided, you know, we don't like that, we decided it's a nuisance, then I think that the public should get to say and say, we're going to ban it on all public transportation lines, all public areas, kind of sort of like the public finally getting its power.
Okay.
Not minorities controlling it.
Yeah, so you're saying that if something's going to be owned by the public, by the collective, by the government, then it should be a majority rule sort of a thing.
Right.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to have those sorts of things, I could definitely see that being the case. At least that's the way it should be. But, of course, the real way it should be is that everything should be privately owned, mm-hmm. privately maintained, and the rules set privately. And, therefore, if you don't like the rules, you can go away
right.
and go somewhere else. So there you go. Was that all you had?
Yeah, pretty much, except for the one guy that just you just had the email. I remember there was someone on that I'm actually looking at right now on the boards posted something about that. And it was in my AP U.S. history book. I'm quite surprised to see that come up again.
Oh, wait. The fact that the Army actually killed the buffalo was in the history book?
Yeah. The history book was called The American Pageant. Very good book. It's used widely by many different AP U.S. history classes because it teaches to the more liberal test they give.
I see. Well, I didn't take AP. I just took the regular old history.
Yeah,
so
well,
I didn't
get a lot of
stuff.
Things skewed over there. But, yeah, it's really interesting to see that come up again.
There you go, David. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. You take control of the phones. And to Matthew in Massachusetts we go. This is Free Talk Live. Matthew, you're on with Ian and Manwich.
Hello, guys.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I was calling about a news report. I go to my Yahoo page and it brings up a bunch of local news.
Mm-hmm.
And News Center 5 has learned that a well-known chain of medical spas in Massachusetts may have broken the law in providing some treatments to their customers.
What's that mean?
Yeah, it's there's a bunch of different spas that do, like hair removal and Botox and collagen injections and everything like that.
Okay.
And apparently they haven't had doctors on staff to do certain things, and this nurse that worked at one of these spas ratted them out to several different boards here, and
so they were performing services that only doctors were supposed to perform without actually having doctors performing them.
Exactly.
Well, in most cases, these are done with doctors on staff.
Uh-huh.
They don't actually have to be done by doctors, but a doctor has to be employed on site or employed by the
I see
it doesn't really make any sense if the doctor is out on the golf course. You know, what difference does it make whether
yeah.
he's employed to work there at the building or he's employed by the company? This is really just it's just a racket by the doctor.
Sure.
Yeah. And according to this, that she called the Board of Registration and Nursing, Board of Professional Licensure, and Board of Registration and Medicine. So there's three she contacted, and
right.
We've got a lot of boards here. I mean, they're boring the hell out of me. And but it's just so she's contacted all these things, and they're there's this big uproar about it. And apparently, because they're providing certain things that there needs to be a doctor on staff for or something.
It's so asinine. One of our other co-hosts on the show who comes on Friday nights, Torgo, his ex-wife used to work in a hospital, and I believe she's certified as a nurse. I'm not positive on that, but there's just certain things that doctors can only do that nurses cannot perform, even though the nurse might have the exact same level of knowledge that the doctor has, even though the nurse might be totally competent at performing these things. Only a doctor can actually legally perform them. And so there have been situations in which the doctor hasn't been around. He's been down the hall in another room, and a patient needs immediate care in one of these specific things that could be done by the nurse but legally can't be. The nurses are just hamstrung. They have to sit there and wait for the doctor to come in and perform perform the procedure
as the patient suffers dies.
Yeah, suffering and dying, and it's something that's designed to protect the doctors. Really,
yep.
You're not protecting the patients; you're protecting the doctors and their jobs and their cushy paychecks.
Yeah,
it's disgusting
in a lot of ways. It's interesting. They asked her, "Do you think it's dangerous what they're doing? Very dangerous. People are being put at risk." And then she says, "The entire time she said she was there, she never saw an adverse outcome."
So,
of any of this.
Apparently it's not too dangerous.
Not that risky.
Not terribly. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. That's why we need to have just a free market in medical care. We don't need to have this government-imposed racket that we call the doctor business, basically. I'm all for doctors, but I'm also for choice. We'll come back with more and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Nattokinase is a powerful enzyme that supports healthy blood flow, The enzyme is isolated from a traditional Japanese food called natto, which has been eaten in Japan for over 2,000 years for cardiovascular health. Dr. Martin Milner, MD, professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, says, "In all my years of research as a professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, natto kinase represents the most exciting new development in supporting cardiovascular health." Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, says the first patient we asked to try it had a rapid and dramatic response. Allergy Research Group uses only the gold standard natto kinase, which is the only form endorsed by Dr. Sumi, the discoverer of natto kinase, and Dr. Ralph Halsworth, the leading natto kinase researcher in the U.S. Natto kinase can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the phones. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 1,000 people interacting. Over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through. All of it is free. Freetalklive.com. So, to the phones, to the fun, to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah. By the way, I think probably one of the best speeches ever given about the problem with state involvement in science and medicine was given by Gertrude Kelly back in 1887. And I think, like, blackened.net, you can find that speech.
Okay.
Gertrude B. Kelly.
Okay, well, what was it about?
Just pointing out that as the government gets involved in things, progress is curtailed. Of course, the government doesn't sustain itself by satisfying demands by earning its income, but through the threat of a jailhouse and bayonet, and so everything that gets involved in becomes totally incompetent. And I have all sorts of stuff I could share about government-protected medicine, but in fact, I practice naturopathic medicine, and I can actually effectively treat certain types of cancer, but I, on the other hand, I can't, thanks to the government. If I advertise myself as somebody who can treat, for example, melanoma or breast cancer, which I can very effectively,
mm-hmm.
and within days, in fact, my mom's an RN, She was one of the first patients I treated, and she then became a believer in naturopathic medicine. But if I actually advertise myself as such, I'm going to have about four different federal agencies, you know, the FTC, the FDA, you know, come after me.
Sure. So and, are you a doctor of naturopathy?
Yeah, although I've never been to government-accredited schooling for it. Actually, I had cancer myself.
Is there government-accredited schooling for naturopathy? I don't think so.
Well, there are so-called... Actually, in a way, there's not, because so-called naturopathic medicine or whatever that a government-accredited institution gets in, they still seal that off. They sort of, like, keep that separate from actually getting and actually treating disease, kind of like, hey, you don't touch, you know, like, the cancer issue, because that's considered the domain of MDs.
Right.
And so basically what they are is nutritionists. They'll come out and say, oh, yeah, eating healthy is good for you. But they do not actually teach people that there are naturopathic cures that are very effective, not toxic for cancer. So
I'm aware that like you can advertise yourself as a doctor of naturopathy, but you can't say as a doctor of naturopathy I can cure stomach ulcers, breast cancer, things like
right.
that.
Because those aren't FDA approved statements, and then you'll end up getting the Federal Trade Commission and the FDA sending out some thugs with guns. And there are a lot of guys who I know, actually, that are sitting in jail. In fact, the guy who sold me the stuff that cleared up my cancer, he's sitting in jail now. There's no dead bodies.
How do you know that your cancer is cleared up? Do you go and get it re-diagnosed to see if it's gone?
I could see it. It was gone. In fact, like my mom, for example, she had... I would rather not even deal with MDs, but my mom... it's kind of interesting. She had like a tumor on her thyroid. She had gone in to the doctor complaining that she was feeling something there. And this is an MD now, and he tells her, hey, it's all in your head. It's stress.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months later, it was getting worse. She goes in. He's feeling around on her thyroid. He's like, oh, yeah, you got a lump there. You got to go get that checked out.
Right.
So she goes in. She gets biopsied. She ends up with... they tell her she's got cancer. She was diagnosed with having cancer on her thyroid.
Okay.
And, well, as a result of my experience, and by the way, I ended up with my health problems, I believe my cancerous condition as well, from a vaccine, certain vaccine the government made me take when I was in the Marine Corps.
Okay, let's focus back on your mom, though. What happened with her?
Well, I happen to have the stuff that I knew had effectively treated my cancer. It was a blood root salve, and I said, Mom, you're not going to have to get surgery or anything. We'll use this stuff. It'll take care of your cancer. Now, my mom's an RN.
Right.
Actually, they're not trained to think. You know, a lot of people think that because somebody has a PhD or MD that they're more intelligent. Actually, no, they don't really teach critical thinking skills. It's actually a vocational type thing. They're trained to follow orders.
That makes sense.
Do exactly what they're taught. And, I mean, she had all the procedural stuff, the equations down, like how much of what medication is prescribed for what condition.
Right.
They're not trained to think. I said, Mom, I have some stuff. It'll take care of it. It's topically applied, so we put it on her neck.
But you can't actually advertise the benefits, for so-called benefits of this stuff. And I think that a lot of people out there are afraid of allowing people to make claims because of, well, what about the snake oil salesman? Well, what about the snake oil salesman? I mean, if we allowed anybody who had a product to make a claim, over time, it would be vetted by other groups, third-party groups that would check out their claims. Yeah, like Consumer Reports. And then, if it's not doing what it says it's going to do, eventually, word will get around and people will stop using it.
Precisely, but now, actually, you want to talk about snake oil salesmen. Look at Orthodox Medicine. Now, what they did to my mom, I treated her with this stuff, and it had metastasized, right? And she could feel this lump underneath her jaw. Her speech was going. She could barely talk. Within a week, we put this on, and it's amazing stuff. It selectively necrotizes this precancerous and cancerous cells. It's also been used as a...
What was the racket part? I mean, what did they do?
I treated my mom with this stuff, and you can see as it works, because it kind of forms like a scab and an eschar, and then it heals up. And it wouldn't do that if there's no cancer or precancerous, and that's evidence it's working. So within a week... She could talk again normally. You could see the exact spot where the lump was.
Mark, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. I mean, there's so much to talk about on this issue, and there's so many claims out there. Why is it that just because you're a doctor, that means that your claims are more legitimate than anybody else's?
It's everybody's responsibility to take care of their own health.
Yeah.
And they need to be able to have these options.
And
I think that modern medicine has great pain management issues.
We'll come back with more because doctors, they got plenty of BS too. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs thee.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
joining us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent in their photo, and we put them up on our site because we're proud of our lady listeners, and we want to show you off. As a matter of fact, by the way, ladies, if you call in and we've got guys that are on hold, you'll be put up to the front of the line, just so you know.
That is the rule.
That's right. And so the Shrine of Female Listeners is there to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have submitted their pictures. In fact, we actually have... We're going to have to talk about this, man, which I've got a submission for the Shrine, but it's a baby.
Hmm.
I mean, it's parents that have submitted a picture of their baby holding a sign that says Free Talk Live. It is a female baby.
Fine female listener.
And they do play the show for the baby to put her to sleep at night. Apparently, your voice puts the baby to sleep at night.
Good hell.
That's what it says, I swear to you. So we're going to have to talk about whether or not we should admit someone else to the Shrine that hasn't necessarily consented to being on the Shrine.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's an unusual picture. It'll draw attention.
Yeah.
That's the part that's good for us.
Right.
She fits the requirements, which is
she does listen.
She's a female and a listener.
Right.
She's
validated.
She's got my vote.
Right. Okay. We'll put her up this weekend. You'll know when we put her online.
Now let me see the picture of the baby.
Later. You'll know when we put her online because we will send you an update via the updates list at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the kind of controversial, I guess, medical treatments or maybe they're not considered medical treatments, herbal treatments. So we had Mark on the line a moment ago, and he was pointing out that he's a doctor of naturopathy, which is somebody that I guess knows a lot about herbs and what else do they know about, man?
Herbs essentially would be what it is. I mean, vitamins.
Vitamins, and they make recommendations. Kind of they suggest recommendations to people as far as what they might want to try in order to... They have to kind of beat around the bush, though. They really can't come right out and say, well, garlic will help cure cancer or
whatever.
When
you're dealing with one of these people on a one-on-one basis, they'll give you all the advice in the world.
I see.
They can't advertise it. You know, a doctor of naturopathy can't come on the radio and say, these people in the medical industry are boobs. Come out to the, you know, HAPS naturopathy clinic and we'll give you some. We'll stuff your butt full of sage and you'll be fine.
I can say I am skeptical of all of it. I'm skeptical of medical doctors.
You should be skeptical.
I'm skeptical of the doctors of naturopathy. I'm skeptical of all of the kind of kooky sounding sort of treatments. And I'm skeptical of surgery, too. I think that a lot of surgery is overprescribed. I think there's probably a lot. I think that a lot of this herbal stuff is probably has a lot to it. I think there's probably a lot of legitimacy out there, and I think there's a lot of bunk too. But
I'm very, very convinced that that naturopathic medicine works.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
I would do it before surgery.
The way I would do it if I was in the circumstances, I would be following the regular medical procedures. Mm-hmm. As I was taking naturopathic methods, you know, so
you do both is what you said.
I would do both. Like if I was getting treated for cancer, I'd go in, I'd get scanned, I'd do all that stuff. I'd start taking naturopathic medicine.
Right.
Then, as the time grew closer, I'd have them check again. How's my cancer doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than just getting cut on or getting treated with chemotherapy, that kind of thing.
So I say
preempt it.
I say buyer beware. We need to get the government out of regulating the medical industry. We need to get the FTC and the FDA, put them out of, just eliminate them entirely, and let consumers choose for themselves what they want to use. And let the snake oil salesmen be outed. Let them be called out in public, and then their careers destroyed. That's the way it would work. Hour number two is coming up. Spying by the government.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?